Doris Worrell, was shot and killed at the business she owned with her husband in Douglas, Georgia, back in 2006. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations initially suspected it was gang members who had murdered the 39-year-old mother, but those leads went cold. Still, Georgia law enforcement officials persisted. Over years, and then decades, they uncovered information about a nanny who was living with the family named Paula Yarbury. Due to a solid alibi, Yarbury was never a suspect. Originally from Venezuela, she was deported back to her home country in the years following the murder. But investigators say she held vital information. Speaking at a press conference last Friday, Special Agent with the Georgia Bureau of Investigations Jason Sechrist says they drafted a plan.
The GBI and the Coffee County Sheriff's Office then implemented this game plan, which included traveling to Costa Rica, where Paula eventually cooperated.
Yarbrough's cooperation gave investigators what they needed in order to obtain an arrest warrant for John Worrell, Doris's husband and the father of her children. It appears the Worrell marriage was strained. Meanwhile, John and Paula Yarbury were romantically involved. For a period after the murder and Yarbury's deportation, they lived together in Costa Rica. Worrell then returned to the United States, and investigators tracked him to, of all places, Maryville. Nottoway County Sheriff Austin Hahn said Worrell had been living here for years.
He lived here. I don't know what day-to-day looked like for him, but he was certainly not new to the area.
The Nottoway Sheriff's Office jumped into action to assist the out-of-state investigators. Then, last Tuesday, the agencies took Worrell into custody without incident, reflects Hahn.
What I said that day is, I don't think that there's an aspect of this operation that could have gone smoother.
Fred Cook, the sheriff in Coffee County, Georgia, where the crime took place, says the moment marks decades of effort.
I want to be clear, this case was never forgotten. And while the road has been long and often frustrating, we have never gave up. Justice delayed is still justice. And today we honor Doris and her loved ones with a long-awaited breakthrough.
Following arrest, Worrell was extradited to Georgia, where he is awaiting trial.